Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. It's Monday morning. Anthony Bonici joins us from brainblinkers.com. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, mate. Sorry about the voice. Suffering from the old COVID.
Yes.
For the second time around.
We're going to be talking about making people feel welcome. Let me start by saying I'm glad you're sitting on the other end of a phone line some distance away from me. But what happened? How'd you get the old dreaded COVID?
Oh, mate, it's a mystery. I did a gig, much like you, on a Friday night. There was about 700 people in the audience.
Oh, and that's not like my gigs.
I was handing the microphone out to all these kids. It was a Year 12 formal that we played, doing all our 80s and 90s stuff. And it could have been from any one of those people who were joining me on the microphone. So I figure it must be that, mate. Symptoms started sort of when I got back from Christchurch last week, which is something I wanted to talk to you about. I mean, an amazing experience.
They do things a little differently over there, don't they, our New Zealand neighbours?
They really do. And it's that embracing of the Maori culture, the traditional landowner's culture, that is just, it really got me this time. I couldn't believe it. And for the second time I've been working with this group, Internal Revenue, like our ATO over there, and it was all the leaders. It was 100 leaders in Christchurch, really lovely people. I'd worked with them before. But this time they did a very traditional Maori welcome. It's called the Mihi Whakatau, and it's basically one side, the locals welcoming the visitors. So anyone from Christchurch sat on one side of the room, and then all the rest of us, including this Aussie, sat on the other side. And it's this tradition where the leader of the locals, who was the guy who'd organised the conference, he got up, and all in Maori, he was, a white Kiwi guy, got up and spoke in Maori and welcomed us all into his village, so to speak. And then we had a Maori guy from our side who was a visitor to Christchurch respond in Maori and talk about what's important, that whole thing about community, connection, whether you're a foe or a friend, we're together, we're on your land. And it was just beautiful. Now, I didn't understand the Maori, but I had the translation, of course. Mm. And then they both sides sang. So the first side sang a wonderful traditional song that I had never heard before. And then our side sang the national anthem, the Kiwi national anthem, which is my favourite.
It is a good one, isn't it?
It is the most beautiful national anthem in the world. I mean, you just have to listen to any sort of World Cup or Olympics, and it's the best by far. And our side sang it in Maori, and it was just a beautiful way of connecting, and it set a beautiful tone for the day. And I made a comment because I was doing a session on storytelling, how leaders can, if you're better at telling story, you're better able to get things done, you're better able to help people connect. And I said, but I've never felt more connected and welcome in a group than I have from the Mihi Whakatau, the way that they started it. Mm. So I really couldn't get over it. It stuck with me. And I just posted on LinkedIn on Friday and got a number of responses from people, because it's something we don't do very well here, I don't believe. It's not even about the embracing necessarily of other cultures. It's about making people feel welcome whenever we do anything. When we bring a new person on board to a company, or when we bring the family together and someone's got a new girlfriend or a boyfriend, how are we working on really making that person feel welcome so that we can better connect and get the outcomes we want?
Very, very interesting. I mean, you're talking about the traditional Maori welcome. I'm thinking about the welcome to country ceremonies that we have here, etc. And we don't really invest in it, obviously, as much as you did in what you experienced over there in New Zealand.
And that word that you just said there, the investment is the thing, not financial investment, but the time and the effort and the care and the love that's around that. We do have the welcome to country in Australia, and that's a good thing. People saying, hey, we're on this land and we respect the people, past, present and emerging. And I get that, the leaders thereof. And I think in New Zealand, it's just at another level. I think it's a proper investment. Everyone sings, everyone partakes, and it was just a gorgeous way to connect people together.
Anthony Bonici, if you'd like to find out more, you can find him on LinkedIn or check him out. Brainblinkers.com is the website. Thank you as always, my friend. Have a good day.
You too.